His Excellency President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, we welcome you on the occasion of inaugural function of World Congress on Clinical and Preventive Cardiology at Abu Road, Shantivan. We are very grateful to you, sir, being with us this evening and addressing all the delegates who have come from different parts of India and the world. We have already finished one day of our conference, which commenced this morning at 4 a.m. This conference is unique in its own way, a conference with difference. We started the meditation program in the morning at 4 o'clock, sir, followed by yoga and a walk for a healthy heart. The WHO slogan, the theme this year, how young is your heart, so everything is related to healthy heart. The provision of sattvic food, sattvic breakfast, sattvic lunch, and sattvic dinner.
Now, this Dr. Alexis Carrel, a Nobel laureate, he brought out for the first time how in American medical school treatment deals with mostly converting the pathology into physiology, whereas the cause of pain and the disease arises out of lack of an integrated mechanism in the mind and the body. Do you all agree? A pain is not generated by a component of the human body. It is generated combination of mind and body. Do you agree? Yes or no? Yes means you have to lift your hand. Okay, very good, very good. You are with me, fantastic guys you are all. This has led to a major change in thinking about the causes of diseases and has resulted in a considerable amount of change in the medical syllabi in different parts of the world. Apart from mind and body social synergy, to attain good health, we need to add the fourth dimension. What is the fourth dimension? That is spiritual health. That's why you are all in Shanti Bhavan. That's why you are in Shanti Bhavan. Now, keeping this in mind, the DRDO took the initiative of formulating a project in collaboration with Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu, an institution of the Brahma Kumaris. They added the fourth dimension of the spiritual health to take care of total heart health. In addition, this project involved a partnership from many hospitals and research institutions spread in different parts of the country, wherein cardiologists, endocrinologists, physiologists, fitness experts and spiritualists worked hand in hand for more than 8 years to understand if this integrated mechanism can provide an antidote to the expanding global heart problem. Now, friends, we know well that thoughts, whether positive or negative, are not just vibration in the air, but well-defined electrochemical events with physiological consequences. Thoughts in the brain are converted into matter, which I understand reach all 50-60 trillion cells of the body in the form of a neuropeptides. If thoughts are distressing, full of worry, anger, ego, anxiety, the brain starts pouring the stress hormones, as you all know, which in turn increases the load on the heart and can set in coronary artery disease. If you can reverse this process by creating an environment of positive thoughts, peace and happiness, this can minimize the load on the heart, which should lead to a reversal of the disease. The main hypothesis was by adapting a healthy lifestyle of low-fat, high-fiber vegetarian diet. Vegetarian diet you like, I hope you like, you guys, I like it. Moderate exercise and stress management through any type of meditation, we can decrease load on the heart, which in turn should reverse or halt the disease processes. Similarly, there are many types of meditation which may suit certain groups of people. It has been recognized that keeping mind and body busy through good work is another way of yoga. Now friends, this hypothesis, I hope you went through today, was tested in more than 518 patients, and many of them, you will see them there, who had angiographically proven coronary artery disease. Two trials were carried out, Mount Abu open heart trial, in which patients served as their own controls, and Abu healthy heart trial, in which 112 patients received a healthy lifestyle, whereas the 105 patients served as a control and did not receive any healthy lifestyle intervention. In fact, the control group was also prescribed the same diet and exercise, but was not given instruction on the medication. Most of these patients had advanced coronary artery disease involving all three heart arteries or the three arteries blocked. These patients were tracked over a period of 8 years by the Global Hospital and DPAS. Now friends, I am coming to the real issue. The lifestyle given to these patients was a very simple and rudimentary. In fact, they received a traditional Indian diet having a fiber, fruits and fruits, which I understand was a stable diet of every Indian family about 5 decades ago. The exercise given was simple, a brisk walk, both in the morning and evening hours. The major component of the intervention was stress management through meditation. The main efforts were to empower the patients with information and education on heart diseases and how they themselves can control or reverse it. Now let us look at angiographic evaluation. I understand that angiographies were coded and analyzed by a panel of independent angiographers. The outcome appears to be quite rewarding. I saw yesterday, like any medical treatment, a visibly marked improvement in cardiac health of this patient could be seen within 7 days of the commencement of the intervention in Mount Abu. Their requirement of drugs prescribed by the cardiologist decreased markedly. The symptom of chest pain and uneasiness reduced. Their capacity to exercise improved dramatically. I understand that after 6 months of intervention, some of the patients were even able to take to swimming. The so-called bad cholesterol, stress hormone profiles improved noticeably. The psychological or mental health showed considerable improvement. The heartbeat became a very rhythmic and natural. You can see my PowerPoint messages. The brain waves, especially the alpha, I understand, are an indicator of the mental tranquility, increased dramatically, as you can see there. In fact, the increased alpha waves could be recorded both during eye open conditions, suggesting that while they were doing their routine work, mental tranquility was well maintained. When their angiographies were repeated, the control group showed an increase in artery blockage, whereas the group which received the lifestyle intervention showed a substantial decrease in the artery blockages. Thus, this experiment clearly gives us ample evidence to confirm our hypothesis about the efficacy of lifestyle intervention in promoting sustainable, healthy